So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. I wanted to come online really quickly. There will be days in your life where hard truths come out. And I always say the light shines on the darkness. And unfortunately or fortunately, I have this little gift to always uncover BS. When that happens, it's not always a very comfortable situation, but then yet again, uncertainty, the unknown, is not comfortable. So you get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And when these moments happen, the most important thing is do not react emotionally. Keep your mind clear, focused, step back. And what I always say to people, you have the power to choose to respond or to react. I repeat this. You have the power to choose to respond or to react. When we are in the main massive emotional state of being, we have the tendency to react out of this emotion. If this is anger, frustration, fear. And in the timelines that we are currently experiencing, it's important that anything that you think, say, do is an acceleration of what you can manifest in your life. I explain. If I say out loud, I don't want that. I tell you right now, you receive exactly that. The timelines have shifted so massively that manifestation takes place in an instant. My former job was to find information about people that was not easy to find. And when I found the information about the people, it's information is knowledge. So you know a bit more. But whatever is out there in the internet or in the system is only a fraction of what really is inside a person and what really entails that person. And I have spoken so many times about betrayal, and when there is betrayal, it stems from the fact that there is also a sense of fear of not being worthy of loyalty and honesty and deserving. Because remember what happens here within you that reflects in your outer world. And it takes a lot of practice to understand that. So if you experience a certain betrayal, people talked about you badly, they try to tarnish your reputation, defamation, or people actually don't have the best intentions at heart and try to betray you. It's normally, I ask myself at every moment, why does that happen to that person, or why does this happen to me? What is there within me that I need to shift, or I need to learn that this lesson does not come back? And a good dear friend of mine, I explained to him like my life cycle, because I have a good overview what happened in my life. And I explained to him in all these moments whether I get betrayed, cheated on in my marriages or relationships or professional work. And I'm aware of every single thing. Because I realized, okay, that's a circle, I need to stop it. How do I stop it? And I think once you catch the betrayal way before it can actually cause serious damage, that's where you get better at catching up with it. But the main thing is what that means, this betrayal, is actually you already have felt deep down inside, in your intuition, there's something off and there's something wrong, but you have not listened to it. That's exactly it. we do not listen sometimes because we don't trust it, this heart intuition. And that is the key. That is part of shedding all these layers of our existence and one by one and becoming more natural, actually inherently how we're supposed to be, without conditioning the experiences that have tarnished our own innocence and our purity, that have made us believe in a program that is not actually who we're supposed to be. And there's a great podcaster who does all about biohacking, and he said the highest vibration and frequency we have, we always thought it's love, 528 hertz, but it's actually authenticity. To really step in your authenticity. And this means that listening to your intuition and do the really hard stuff, the tough bit, to say no, even though our fear would say yes to the option, the situation, because we feel like this is comfortable. But the uncomfortable thing is to say no, which is a complete sentence. And when we say no, we go into the unknown, because you're losing that part. You say no to that person, that relationship, that situationship, that part, that opportunity. But yet again, not realizing that you open the door for something new coming in. Something that's supposed to be in your life. And then whatever's supposed to be in your life will find you. That's how life goes. In our society these days, we don't believe, many people don't believe in something higher than themselves, because they believe religion is controlling. Spirituality is for the people who say love and light. But it's not. It's actually believing in something higher than yourself. If this is the flow of life, the Tao, God, divinity, infinity, life, whatever you want to call it, the process. That trust in something that is higher than ourselves, or yet again, we have that part within ourselves, that divinity, is so important in the times that we are living in. And I know you may want to judge me because I don't have a TV. I haven't had a TV for many years in my life. I don't read the newspaper all the time. No. People would say, like, yeah, why are you so ignorant? And I said, well, because I protect this myself. Because everything that we read, we see, we listen to, I predominantly listen to classical music because it has a higher frequency. I listen to podcasts that uplift me, that where I can learn more. I read books where I can learn more. And this is our choice, to stay in a higher frequency. And when you have situations which can be tough, because you are able to control your vibration and how emotions can affect you, then it's way easier to respond rather than react. Namaha, namaste.